My name is Kevin Klingberg. I work with the University of Wisconsin Extension, and I'd like to visit with you about some on-farm research that we're doing within the Discovery Farms program in Wisconsin. Manure management impacts on surface water runoff quality. Manure management is an integral part of all businesses that produce livestock. And what we know in Wisconsin is that we're challenged to understand the relationship between runoff water quality and all of the pieces of manure management, whether it's timing of the application, the rates, how many tons or thousands of gallons get applied, the methods, whether it's surface applied or injected. Understanding the relationship between runoff water quality and manure is going to take us a long way down the road towards improving manure management practices and water quality. This presentation is devoted specifically to timing and winter manure applications. In Wisconsin, we've got a lot of farmers who do need to or choose to spread manure in the winter. And what we're finding is that the winter time period and the time period immediately coinciding with the spring melt is a very sensitive time for surface water runoff and water quality issues. In the spring, the late winter, early spring of 2005, Wisconsin had a number of different issues, runoff issues with manure, where private water was contaminated, fish were killed, or just manure ran off of the intended site. And so it's a very important topic in Wisconsin. So within Discovery Farms, we do on-farm research. We work with private landowners. And we have, in the process, on any one of the farms that we work with, ongoing data collection and water quality sampling occurring. And so what I'm going to be showing to you today is 4 years worth of discharge and water quality data collected from one Wisconsin farm, and on that farm we have three sampling sites. Each of the sampling sites is a field size watershed. We've collected field edge water. We've continuously taken that water during any of the precipitation or snow melt induced runoff events, and I'm going to be showing you nutrient and sediment information about this runoff. We've partnered with the U.S. Geological Survey when it comes to the methods of gathering the water. At the lower end, the lower landscape edge of grass waterways in any one of these basins, we have installed water monitoring sampling devices. We have a flume that captures the water that's coming at it from up landscape, and in this gauging station, we've got a refrigerator with bottles where the water gets collected, an ISCO sampler. There's data that gets collected. It's solar powered, and there's connection to weather information as well. We're gathering weather information that superimposes itself on top of any of these runoff events, and we're also gathering the farm management information that gets superimposed on top of any of the runoff events. And hopefully, when it all works out, we end up with something that looks like this. We've got a precipitation event where it rained. We've got runoff coming off of the field, and we get samples that get taken. The time frame on any of this is the runoff event, and so it can be a 1 hour time period. It can be a 3 hour time period. End up with samples that get collected, and in the end, on any one of these runoff events, we mix back and only analyze one sample from each of the events. The constituent list that gets analyzed at a laboratory: suspended sediments, total dissolved solids, TKN, ammonium nitrate, total P, dissolved reactive P, chloride, total nitrogen, as well as organic nitrogen. And so we're doing this study on a farm. We're in the southwest corner of Wisconsin. It's an unglaciated area. The blue areas are streams. You can see that there's a lot of different streams in a landscape like this. We're going to be looking at some of the land up in this little corner. The farm that we're on, it's 15 plus years worth of no-till. 2 years worth of corn and a year's worth of soybeans is the crop rotation. Grassed waterways, drive-over terraces are in place, and it's a beef farm operation. Family farm, they've got two beef feedlots. They finish more than 600 feeder cattle out to market weight. They deal with solid manure. There is no manure storage. 900 acres of cropland. They do take a lot of bedding off of the corn whenever they have corn grain. And again, we've got three different spots on this farm that are monitored. Here's a close-up. We can see that there's a field here where there's two different monitoring stations. So this is managed as one field, but there's two different little sub-basins that are monitored in that field. Down here is another monitoring station, which is sort of this contour field right through there. So I'm going to be showing you numbers that show three different spots, but sort of remember that one of the spots is one field has two basins, two collection sites in it. And as I said earlier, the south basin is just shy of 40 acres. The north basin is two different watersheds, 16 and 17 acres. This farm does a tremendous job with residue, and so one of the questions that always gets asked is what kind of residue is on the field as the field goes into winter and any of this manure gets put on. Anytime you're out on that farm, you can see evidence of all three of the prior year crop rotations laying there on the surface. And so we're taking a look at winter manure application. This farmer agreed that at critical times, right before snow melt, he would apply winter manure. Winter runoff water sampling is a challenge, and what we have found is that it's a very important time of the year because that's when a lot of the nutrients are coming off of the landscape during winter applied timings. So here is a chart. I've got 4 years worth of runoff information, and this is just a general piece of information that shows that in water year 4, 5, 6, and 7, we had bouncing around from 35 all the way down to 25, 27 inches of rain each year. And then you can see that of the 35 inches of rain, only 4% of it ran off. This farm does a really good job of banking water in the soil. But here's something that's very important to what we're beginning to learn in Wisconsin. Of all 4 years that we have been doing this study, we see that 82% of all of the surface water runoff occurs when the ground is frozen. I'm not even talking about spreading manure or not spreading manure. It's just a fact of life in Wisconsin, in our climate. More than 80% of all of the surface runoff occurs during that time when the ground is frozen. The rest of it occurs out here, early growing season, before crop canopy is on. But this is the thing that we're starting to learn and begin to figure out how to manage, is that the months of January, February, and March are crucial for understanding how winter manure gets applied on the landscape of Wisconsin. Here's a summary that shows total nitrogen, total phosphorus, and sediment. The percent of any of these constituents that were gathered in the runoff water in through all 4 years, you can see that more than 75% of the annual N was lost during this frozen ground period. You can also see that more than 80% of the total phosphorus was lost during a frozen ground period. And what we do see also is that less than 10% of the sediment that leaves any given watershed is during the winter. That's more during the growing season. Taking a short look at sediment, here I have sediment in pounds per acre on any one of those 4 years, and through the frozen ground period, sediment loss was between 5 and 20 pounds per acre per year. This particular farm has a tolerable soil loss of 5 tons to the acre. And so even in this big year where we lost 350 pounds of sediment off of the field edge, we aren't even coming close to T. And that's at the field edge. Most of the P that gets lost in this scenario is not associated with sediment. And so now I'm going to focus our attention on the snowmelt period of 2004, and I'm going to introduce the snowmelt period of 2005. And here's just an example of water samples collected during the first 2 days of snowmelt of 2004. The top row is obviously a field that had manure applied immediately before that snowmelt began. The bottom row is a field that did not have manure applied. And so we're going to jump into phosphorus. Phosphorus on this one field had liquid dairy manure applied right before Valentine's Day, February 13th. And the runoff began that year just 5 days later. All three of the basins were in corn, and so you can see that a field that had liquid dairy manure applied immediately before the runoff event was delivering just shy of 2.5 down to 2 pounds per acre of P in the runoff water, where this field that didn't have manure applied at that critical time period had much less than 0.5 pound was in that winter runoff water. This is the exact same slide, but it's showing the differentiation between particulate P and dissolved P. These fields that had the manure applied show that dissolved P is the main constituent of the phosphorus that is captured. Again, we've got dissolved P down here, but we didn't even come close to the magnitude of phosphorus that's captured. Now I introduce those last couple of slides were liquid dairy manure, and they were the year 2004. Those bars are still here. There's 2004, here's 2005. Corn, and soybeans. These fields got solid dairy manure in the fall. This field over here had some manure activity during the fall, but it also had, immediately prior to snowmelt, solid beef manure applied. And so we can see the same thing, that limited P, more P in the runoff. And here's the one of the keys is that This phenomenon occurred on this farm with liquid dairy manure as well as solid beef manure. Here we're jumping into nitrogen. Similar graphs, similar sized bars here. We can remember that this is a fall manure applied, no manure applied in this blue line. And so but this is for N. We can see that the nitrogen comes off, and it's totally the same for solid beef. Magnitudes were out to 10 pounds per acre. There again, we're at a little bit more than 7 pounds per acre N coming off in the winter snowmelt. The constituent of the N, take a look at this. Basins with manure applied shortly before snowmelt had total N losses that were more than 2 times higher than basins with fall manure. So basin number 1 and 2 did have manure. They had it in the fall. Basin number 3 had that solid beef manure applied immediately before snowmelt. And basin number 3 is largely comprised of ammonium N and organic N. So there's the difference in how the N gets captured. As I wind up here, we found that more than 80% of the surface water runoff occurred when the ground was frozen, and that the critical time period in Wisconsin that we're trying to help teach our livestock producers to try to manage manure is during this key time period of February and March. What do you do with manure during February and March? We saw that a very small percentage of the annual sediment came off during the frozen ground period, but that more than 75% of the N came off, as well as the P. It's mostly in the dissolved form. The manure totally contributed to these nutrient losses. Both liquid and beef manure, liquid and solid manure, were the culprit. And the key point is that timing is critical to avoid the detrimental impact of water quality when spreading winter manure. Whenever we apply it immediately prior to runoff event, there's a huge risk for water quality contamination. And understanding these timings, particularly in the winter, is going to be key. We're learning that. We're hoping to continue to look at the difference between winter spread manure that's early in the winter compared to late. Our low rates are really, really okay. We're looking at trying to forecast when the runoff events occur. I've got a nice team that helped me put this together, and I'd be glad to take questions if there's a chance. Otherwise, we'll move.
We have time for a question or two.
Yes.
Farmers
apply during the winter. Farmers apply manure during the winter when they have to. When they do not have storage and they have to spread manure on any given day. Other times when they do have storage, the manure storage facility may be at its capacity. It may be ready to run over. And so manure needs to get out. It's something that farmers don't enjoy doing because it's a cold time period. It's hard on equipment. But it's something that livestock farmers are faced with. What do I do with winter manure? And in scenarios where they do not have storage, they need to spread the manure or stack it somewhere on a safe place of the landscape. Yes. I'm sure it will. because we've put a lot of credence in soil and water conservation. Keep the sediment in place, and that will deal with our phosphorus. That's totally good in a cropping scenario, but when we start to add in manure, then we have to deal with this timing of winter manure, because manure that's applied right prior to these runoff events, the water is primarily filled with the dissolved form of P.
I'm afraid we're going to have to cut the questions there. We're